third parak of Shri's Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the halacha of the previous Mishnah, that when he has this cow droppings which he's using as fertilizer, Chazal limited how he can bring it to his field. He has to do it in a fashion that's clear that he's not fertilizing his field, just making a storage pile. So he says in the previous Mishnah that he has to wait till after the fertilizing season is finished. And there's our Mishnah is adding a second condition. At Kama Mizablin, how much could he put out? At Sholosh Hashposa Kaveisto, Shal Etzer Mashpela Shaletech Letech. He could have three piles in every Beisto. In other words, in each piece of land, which is 50 by 50 amas, he's entitled to put three piles. And each pile has to have 10 of these, the quantity of 10 containers that each one had a letech. A letech is half a kur. A kur is 30 saws. So 10 of these is 150 saws, which is a large amount. The pile has to be at least that big so that it's clear that it's a pile and not actual fertilizing. You're allowed to add to the pile to make it more than 150 saws. You can make it 200, 300 saws, make it larger than the bare minimum because it looks more like a pile. It doesn't look like you're fertilizing. You cannot add more than three piles per base off. If you have too many of it, then it looks like you're covering the earth with the fertilizer. Rabbi Shimon says you can add also more piles as long as each pile is the size of 150 saw. We do not pass on like Rabbi Shimon. We pass on that you are entitled to only three of these piles per 50 by 50 amos, but you can make them more than 150 saw of zevel per pile.